Welcome once again to Word on the Hills, with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Cheltimer, and our guests this week, Judy Hopkins and Roseanne Dolin. This week's show is one of a series we're broadcasting in the weeks preceding our Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts on November 3rd and 4th at St. Peter's Anglican Church here in Coburg. The members of Spirit of the Hills are visual artists, sculptors, potters, fibre artists, photographers, artisans, performers, singer-songwriters and writers. The festival has drawn together members of every kind in planning and executing festival events. Today we have asked Judy Hopkins, Chair of the Visual Arts Committee, to talk to us about the art show which will be part of the festival and to tell us a little about the artists who are involved with it. Roseanne Dolin and her colleague, Sherry Turner, are giving one of the workshops we have scheduled for Saturday, November the 4th, called The Art Experience. I hope she's going to tell us how and why they developed this workshop and what you can expect to do at it if you register. Welcome, Judy and Roseanne.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Judy Hopkins studied fine art at school and university and completed her visual arts specialist certificate at the Faculty of Education at U of T. But it wasn't until later, when she attended classes at the AGO's gallery school, that she realized she needed more studio space to paint seriously. Eventually, her search for space and a change of scenery brought her to Northumberland, where she has shown her work in group and solo exhibitions. Roseanne Dolin was a high school art teacher and decided to retire early to make her own artwork. She is a mixed-media acrylic painter and likes to work with images in abstract environments. Her driving passion is the experience of the process for herself and for others when they experience her art pieces. So, Judy, got lots of questions for you.
I'm ready.
Spirit of the Hills has about 100 artist members. Tell us about your artistic community. They're not all painters, are they?
No, they're not. And as you mentioned in your introduction, we have a variety of artists. We have photographers, sculptors, potters, mixed media artists, fabric and textile artists, and so on.
And what about the painters? Do your members paint in many different styles, or are they mostly inspired by Northumberland's beautiful scenery and try to capture the spirit of the place?
Well, absolutely. Our painters are a diverse group. There are some representational landscape artists, like Les Roblin and Lucy Manley. Indeed, many of our landscape painters do reflect the beauty of the Northumberland Hills and the county. But there's also artists like Betsy Miller and Elizabeth Verco, who are abstract painters. And then we have figurative painters, like Susan Statham and Ryan Calhoun. We have artists and painters who like to paint animals, like Mandy Bing and Lynn Craig. I could go on and on. There are so many different genres with a variety of subject matters using a variety of media, oil, acrylic, watercolor, encaustic, gouache, mixed media, and on it goes. On it goes.
Good. So the art show is going to reflect all this, I hope.
I hope so.
And what shows has the Visual Arts Committee put on recently?
Well, we have a variety of shows, both solo shows and group shows right now. In Campbellford at the Trent Hills Library, we have a solo show by artist Dania Madera-Lehrman. And also in Campbellford at the Capers Restaurant, Roseanne Dolin has a solo show. We also have a couple of group shows going on right now. One in Port Hope. We also have, and that's at the Art Emporium by the river, a new gallery in Port Hope. I'm really excited about that. But we also have an on-running show at the hospital, Northumberland Hills Hospital. And we rotate shows through the hospital every 6 months, and those are group shows.
Mm-hmm. And some of your shows have been running for many, many years, haven't
many,
they?
Many, many years. We've been, and particularly in Campbellford, the hospital now, we're going into, I think, our third year, maybe 2.5 years there. We've also had a group show in Warkworth, which has actually gone on for the past 17 years. It's a juried show, our only juried show, And it coincides with the Maple Syrup Festival in Warkworth, which is a huge event that happens every year there at the second weekend of March. As well, we've begun showing at the Waterfront Festival as a group show, and we plan to be there in the summer of 2018. And of course, as a group, we'll be taking part in the Spirit of the Hills Arts Festival on November 3rd and 4th.
So, tell me more about that. What are your plans for that show?
Okay, well, I'd just like to mention at this point that our visual artists, of course, also involve photographers. Mm-hmm. Our photographers are a huge component of the visual artists and Spirit of the Hills. They are as diverse as the painters in style and subject matter and even medium. Mm-hmm. At the festival show, we plan to showcase the work of 16 painters and photographers in the Great Hall at St. Peter's Church. Each artist is going to be given a 4-foot by 7-foot space to show their work, and so they can decide the number and size of the pieces that they'd like to exhibit in that space.
Oh, lovely. That's great. Okay. And you've got a surprise event, really, haven't you? Something special. A portrait painting session going live.
Well, this is something a little new, something we haven't tried before, but we're calling it the Great Portrait Challenge. And this is meant to be a fun, interactive kind of event. And it's going to be held on the Saturday, November the 4th, in the morning between 10 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, in the same hall as the art show and sale. And the challenge of the Great Portrait Challenge is to create a portrait of a celebrity sitter, our celebrity sitter. And our celebrity sitter is Mr. Lou Rinaldi, as most of your listeners will know, is the Liberal member of the Provincial Legislative Assembly for Northumberland and Quinte West. And he has kindly agreed to sit for a portrait.
That was very patient and good of him.
Well, but the portrait must be completed in 3 hours, at the end of which Mr. Rinaldi will be gifted with the portrait of his choice. Now, with a maximum number of 5 artists are going to be invited to participate, and all styles are welcome. Traditional, contemporary, abstract, in whatever medium the artist prefers. It could be oil, acrylic, gouache, pastels, charcoal, pencil, inks, collage, and so on.
Well, he'll have a hard time choosing, won't he?
Well, I think he might. I think he might.
Okay. So, will some of the artists be at the show to tell visitors about themselves and the other artists and their work?
Well, I hope so. I think that will depend on the individual artists who are involved in the show, but my guess is that they would be. I think they'd be interested in seeing the show when it's hung, mm-hmm. and also look at ask questions and see the Great Portrait Challenge as mm-hmm. it unfolds.
Well, tell me, are the paintings going to be for sale?
Yes, they are. The paintings are for show and sale. They will be
so
for sale.
Somebody will be there to...
Somebody be there with a cash box.
good. Okay. And what are the Visual Arts Committee's goals for this exhibit?
Well, the VAC's goals, the Visual Arts Committee's goals, are the same as they are for all our venues, really. We want to offer opportunities for our members to showcase and sell their work to the public. And through all our group and solo shows, we attempt to embrace all of Northumberland County, not just one specific place. Although Spirit of the Hills began about 17 years ago in Warkworth, it has since reached out to other areas of the county, including Port Hope, Coburg, and Campbellford.
Yes.
We're always looking for...
We have members from beyond Northumberland
Actually, we do. As far
quite
away
a few.
As... Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Trenton, Belleville, Peterborough. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judy, that was really interesting, and thank you very much for coming to tell us about this exhibit at the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts. We're all working together to interest our communities in the festival and encourage them to visit on November 3rd and 4th. The exhibition sounds an exciting one, and will it be of interest, we hope, to everybody. So, Judy, before we let you go, Tell us a little bit about your own art. Have you chosen any pieces for this exhibition?
Well, not yet, but I paint in acrylics. Mm-hmm. And in the about 11 years that I've been really focusing on it here in Northumberland, my work has evolved, and it seems to be getting larger and a little bit more contemporary and abstract. Mm-hmm. But I've painted landscapes, animals.
Birds, lots
birds,
of birds.
Birds, yes. You'll remember my crows, and now I'm into moose.
Moose?
Yes, it's the 150th anniversary of Canada, so I thought I'd pick a Canadian animal, and they seem to be popular. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yes. I should be waiting to see the moose, definitely.
You might have to go to Capers. That's my problem. I've got a show at the same time in Capers in Campbellford, so I might be stretched a bit thin on this one.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now we'll take a short break.